Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashantinilam, the most happening place on the planet, and we are in the middle of June. The month of June is really a significant month, especially for the students of Bhagwan's educational institutions, because this is the time they enter into the portals of these hallowed institutions, be it Prashantinilam or Vrindavan or Anantapur or Mudunalli campuses. And I remember how every moment of every student in this phase, in this period of their life, is a moment of discovery, a moment of revelation. You are stunned by how no senior in the hostel, let alone ragging you, does not even look at you with even a tinge of indifference. In fact, every senior is only, on the contrary, thinking how to help you, how to serve you, how to make you comfortable. This is the experience of every new person, every new student who joins Bhagwan's institutions. The teachers in the hostel caring for you like your parents would do, and the professors in the college first congratulating you, then encouraging you, and then promising to hold your hand to take you through the next 2 or 3 years or 5 years. And all this is beautiful, but nothing compared to what Bhagwan does. The real education happens at his lotus feet. In the mandir, when Bhagwan was in the physical form, students spent nearly 3 to 4 hours in the Prashantinilam mandir every day, and that is when the true vidya, the true learning was imparted. That is when they learned those lessons which will instill in them character traits which will help them for all times, qualities which will stand by them, which will protect them, which will safeguard them, as well as propel them to great heights. Doesn't matter whichever career path they may choose. And Bhagwan used to do it in so many beautiful ways. One obvious way, of course, was his insightful divine discourses. In the previous episode of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside, I played for you a small discourse clip from a discourse that Bhagwan had delivered to the students in the month of June in 1996. It was on the topic of discipline. Let me now play for you another short clip from the same discourse. We will listen to the divine voice and then proceed with our program. This excerpt is slightly longer. It's 10 minutes in duration, but Swami, through a beautiful story, is conveying a very powerful virtue.
షిరిడీలో ఉండినప్పుడు అనేక మంది భక్తులంతా కూడాను షిరిడీకి వచ్చేటువంటి వారు.
డ్యూరింగ్ ద డేస్ ఆఫ్ షిరిడి బాబా, మెనీ పీపుల్ యూస్ టు గో టు షిరిడి ఫర్ దర్శన్.
అక్కడ కార్కాడ్ ఉండేటువంటి వాడు, అతనికి భార్య కుమారుడు, 16 సంవత్సరాల కుమారుడు. భార్య కుమారునికి బాబా అంటే చాలా విశ్వాసం, కనుక వారికి ఏ విధమైనటువంటి అడ్డు చెప్పేటువంటి వాడు కాదు కార్కాడ్.
దేర్ లివ్డ్ ఇన్ అనదర్ టౌన్ అ పర్సన్ నేమ్డ్ కార్కాడ్, whose wife and 16-year-old son had great faith in Baba. While Tarkad himself was not a devotee of Baba, he did not object to his wife and son worshipping Baba.
ఒకదినము మేము షిరిడీకి వెళ్ళాలి అన్నారు భార్య కుమారుడు, తప్పక వెళ్లి రాండి అన్నారు. ఇతను కేవలము బ్రహ్మ సమాజము, ఇతనికి బ్రహ్మ సమాజం కనుక తార్కాడు ఏ క్షేత్రానికి పోవటం అతనికి ఇష్టం లేదు. కనుక ఎంత ప్రార్థించినప్పటికీ భార్య అతను షిరిడీకి పోలేదు. అది కూడా ఒక వీక్నెస్, ఎందుకంటే ఏ సమాజం అయితే మనకేమి సర్వేశ్వరుడు ఒక్కడే అనేటువంటి సత్యాన్ని గుర్తించాలి. కొంతమంది ఈ కులమతములను ప్రధానంగా తీసుకుని వంకర మార్గాన్ని పవలిస్తుంటారు.
వన్ డే థార్కడ్స్ వైఫ్ అండ్ సన్ వాంటెడ్ టు గో టు షిరిడి. థార్కడ్, హూ బిలాంగ్ టు అ సెక్ట్ నోన్ యాజ్ బ్రహ్మ సమాజ్, డిడ్ నాట్ లైక్ టు గో ఆన్ పిల్గ్రిమేజెస్. హీ దేర్ఫోర్ ఎక్స్క్యూజ్డ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ బట్ పర్మిటెడ్ హిస్ వైఫ్ అండ్ సన్ టు విజిట్ షిరిడి. Such restricted thinking is a sign of spiritual weakness. Those with such limitations fail to realize that though people may profess different faiths, there is only one God and not many.
కరగ ఈ బ్రహ్మ సమాజంలో ఉండినటువంటి ఒక తాకాడు, నేను రాను మీరు వెళ్ళండి అన్నాడు. ఆ 16 సంవత్సరముల కుమారుడు చెప్పాడు, నాన్న నేను వెళ్ళను అన్నాడు.
Thus it is that Tharka told his wife, I am not interested in visiting Shirdi. However, you may go along with our son. Hearing this, the son said that he did not want to go.
ఎందుకోసం వెళ్ళకూడదు? నేను నిత్య పూజ చేయొపల నేను భగవంతుని తెల్లవారుమను సాయంకాలం వరకును ఏ విధంగా చేయాలో నేను నా క్రమశిక్షణ నేను పాటిస్తున్నాను. నేను నైవేద్యమితి కండ చక్కెరగా తీసుకుని వెళ్లి బాబాకు పెడుతున్నాను. ఇది బాబా స్వీకరించినాడనేటువంటి విశ్వాసంతో తిరిగి అతని ప్రసాదమని నేను స్వీకరిస్తున్నాను. కనుక ఈ పద్ధతి నేను వదలటం నాకు ఇష్టం లేదు, కనుక నేను షిరిడీకి వెళ్లను అన్నాడు.
When the father asked his son why he did not want to go to Shirdi along with his mother, the son replied, "Father, every day I offer prayers to Baba, at the end of which I make an offering of sugar candy to Baba. Later, I eat the sanctified candy as prasadam or a divine gift. Going to Shirdi would upset my daily routine, and that is why I prefer to stay here and not go to Shirdi."
కుమారుని పైన ప్రేమ జాస్తి తండ్రికి. అప్పుడు చెప్పాడు, కుమారునికి కష్టపెట్టడం మంచిది కాదని, బాబు ఆ పని నేను చేస్తాను నీ వెళ్ళు అన్నాడు.
ఫాదర్ సెడ్,
నిజంగా చేస్తావా అని కుమారుడు గట్టిగా నొక్కి చెప్పాడు. బాబాకు నువ్వు పూజ చేస్తావా నేను చేసినట్టుగా, బాబాకు నైవేద్యం పెడతావా, ఆ నైవేద్యాన్ని స్వీకరిస్తావా, ఇది నాకు మాట, నేను పోతాను షిరిడి, లేకపోతే నేను పోనన్నాడు.
థార్కడ్, హూ లవ్డ్ హిస్ సన్ సో వెరీ మచ్, వాస్ మూవ్డ్ అండ్ ఆస్క్డ్ హిస్ సన్ టు అకంపనీ హిస్ మదర్, promising that he, Thakkad, would perform the daily ritual on behalf of his son. The son repeatedly asked his father, "Father, are you sure you would worship Baba as I did, offer him candy and then partake of it as prasadam? Unless you gave me that promise, I will not go."
Ee pillavani pattudalanu chusi tandri manasu karigindi. Inta krama shikshanu paatincheetundi ee pillavadu enta uttamudu. నేనింత వయసు ఇచ్చినప్పటికీ నాకు ఈ క్రమశిక్షణ లేదు కదా అని విచారణ చేశాడు. కుమారునికి మాట ఇచ్చాడు, నేను చేస్తాను ఇచ్చాడు.
ద ఫాదర్ వాస్ డీప్లీ మూవ్డ్ బై ద ఫెయిత్ హిస్ సన్ హ్యాడ్ ఇన్ బాబా అండ్ ఫెల్ట్ అషేమ్డ్ దట్ హీ డిడ్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ ద డిసిప్లిన్ హిస్ సన్ హ్యాడ్. హీ దెన్ గేవ్ హిస్ సోలమ్ ప్రామిస్ టు హిస్ సన్ దట్ హీ వుడ్ ఫాలో ద సేమ్ రుటీన్ యాజ్ హిస్ సన్ యూస్డ్ టు.
కుమారుడు తల్లి వెళ్లినారు. కుమారునికి మాట ఇచ్చిన ప్రకారము 2 దినములు 3 దినములు సక్రమంగా చేశాడు ఈ తండ్రి పూజ. కుమారుడు పెట్టినట్టుగానే కండ చక్కెర అక్కడ పెట్టటమును, తిరిగి భోంచేసే ముందుగా కండ చక్కెరను తాను భుజించటము, ఈ విధంగా జరుగుతూ వచ్చింది.
ద మదర్ అండ్ సన్ లెఫ్ట్ ఫర్ షిర్డి వైల్ ద ఫాదర్ బిగాన్ టు అబ్జర్వ్ ద డైలీ రిచువల్ హిస్ సన్ యూస్ టు పర్ఫార్మ్. యాజ్ అ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద రిచువల్ హీ ఆఫర్డ్ క్యాండీ టు బాబా అండ్ లేటర్ రెవరెన్షియలీ పార్టుక్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ యాజ్ ప్రసాదం.
3వ దినము గురువారం వచ్చింది. ఆ కోర్ట్ లోపల చాలా అవసరమైన పని పడింది. తిరిగి స్నానం చేశాడు, పూజ చేశాడు, ఇంత టిఫిన్ తిన్నాడు, తన డ్రెస్ వేసుకున్నాడు, ఆఫీస్కి వెళ్లాడు.
3 days had passed and it was Thursday. That day Thakkad had some important work in the court. In the morning Thakkad had his bath, offered worship, ate breakfast and rushed to the court.
తిరిగి భోజనానికి వచ్చాడు. భోజనానికి కూర్చున్న తర్వాత వంటవాడిని అడిగాడు, హే ఆ ప్రసాదం తీసుకునిరా పెట్టు అన్నాడు. వంటవాడు చెప్పాడు, బాబూజీ మీరు అవసరంగా పోతూ ప్రసాదం నైవేద్యం చేయలేదు నాడు అన్నారు.
థాకర్ దెన్ రిటర్న్ ఫర్ లంచ్ టైమ్ అండ్ ఆస్క్డ్ హిస్ కుక్ టు ఫస్ట్ బ్రింగ్ బాబాస్ ప్రసాదం బిఫోర్ సర్వింగ్ లంచ్. ద కుక్ రిప్లైడ్, సర్, దిస్ మార్నింగ్ యూ డిడ్ నాట్ ఆఫర్ క్యాండీ టు గాడ్, సో ఐ కెనాట్ సర్వ్ యూ ఎనీ ప్రసాదం.
చాలా బాధపడ్డాడు. కొడుకుకు ఇచ్చినటువంటి మాటను తప్పినాను కదా అని, బాబాకు నైవేద్యం పెట్టలేదనే బాధ లేదు, కొడుకుకు ఇచ్చినటువంటి ఒక వాగ్దానం తప్పినానే బాధ.
థాకర్ ఫెల్ గ్రేట్ డిస్ట్రెస్, నాట్ బికాస్ హీ హ్యాడ్ ఒమిటెడ్ టు ఆఫర్ క్యాండీ టు బాబా, బట్ బికాస్ హీ హ్యాడ్ బ్రోకన్ ద ప్రామిస్ గివెన్ టు హిస్ సన్.
2వ దినము షిరిడి లోపల థాకర్ వైఫ్ కుమారుడు నమస్కారం చేయడానికి వచ్చారు.
ఆన్ ద ఫాలోయింగ్ డే Thakkad's wife and son went to have darshan of Baba.
Babu, నేను నిన్నంతా నేను బాగ్రాకు పోయి వచ్చాను, కానీ అక్కడ నాకెవరూ భోజనం పెట్టలేదు, నిత్యము నీవు ఇస్తున్నటువంటి కండ చక్కెర కూడా నాకు చిక్కలేదు, చాలా ఆకలిగా వచ్చాను తిరిగి, ఏమైనా ఇస్తావా అని ఆ పిల్లవాడిని అడిగాడు బాబా.
బాబా said to them, I went to Bandra, that was the place where Thakkad lived, but no one offered food to me. I did not get the sugar candy that is normally offered to me. I am hungry and would be happy if you can give me some food now.
తక్షణమే ఆ పిల్లవాడికి షాక్ మాదిరి అయిపోయింది. విడిది ఇంటికి వెళ్లాడు. తల్లి ఒడిలో కూర్చొని ఊరికి ఏడుస్తూ కూర్చున్నాడు.
థాకర్ సన్ వాస్ అబ్సల్యూట్లీ షాటర్డ్. లేటర్ సిట్టింగ్ ఆన్ హిస్ మదర్స్ ల్యాప్ ద బాయ్ వెప్ట్ బిట్టర్లీ ఓవర్ ద ఫ్యాక్ట్ దట్ హిస్ ఫాదర్ హ్యాడ్ నాట్ కెప్ట్ హిస్ ప్రామిస్.
తండ్రి నాకు మాట ఇచ్చాడు, కానీ అక్కడ నైవేద్యం పెట్టలేదు, కనుకనే బాబా నిరాశగా ఇంటికి వచ్చాడు తిరిగి. అమ్మా, నేను ఇక్కడ ఉండను, నా క్రమశిక్షణ నేను తప్పను, తిరిగి వెళ్తాను బాగా అనేటప్పటికీ బాబా చెప్పు పంపించాడు,
The boy then said to his mother, "Father gave me his word but failed to make the offering. That is why Baba returned disappointed. Mother, I cannot stay here any longer. I do not wish to miss my duties. I am now returning to Bandra."
ఎవరితో చెప్పి పంపించాడు? జోగ్ అనేటువంటి వాడితో పంపించాడు. బాబా దగ్గర ఎప్పుడు కూడా జోగ్ అనేటువంటి వాడు ఉండేటువంటి, నాట్ జోక్, జోగ్ పిల్లవాడికి చెప్పి పంపించాడు, నీవు ఇప్పుడు ఫోన్ అక్కర్లేదు, నీ తండ్రి మాట తప్పాడు కానీ నీవు మాట తప్పలేదు, కాబట్టి నా అనుగ్రహం దండిగా ఉంది, బాబు నీకు ఎంతకాలం ఇష్టమో అంతకాలం ఉండి ఉన్నాడు.
జస్ట్ దెన్ జోగ్, ఎ కాన్స్టెంట్ కంపానియన్ ఆఫ్ బాబా, కేమ్ టు వేర్ ద బాయ్ అండ్ హిస్ మదర్ వర్ అండ్ సెడ్, బాబా సేస్ there is no need for you to go back. You are not at fault, and it is your father who broke his promise. You have my blessings, and you can stay here as long as you like.
కాని అంతకాలం కూడాను కొంచెం నిరాశగాని అసంతృప్తిగానే ఆ శరీరంలో జీవిస్తూ వచ్చాడు. పది దినముల అయిన తర్వాత వెనుకకు వచ్చాడు.
Though somewhat unhappy about the broken promise, the boy and his mother stayed in Shirdi for 10 days and then returned.
పిల్లవాడు రాగానే తండ్రి వెళ్లి ఆ పిల్లవాడిని ఎక్స్క్యూజ్ మీ అన్నాడు. నీవు చిన్నవాడు, నేను పెద్దవాడు, కానీ నిన్ను నేను క్షమాపణ వేడుతున్నాను.
ద మోమెంట్ దే రిటర్న్డ్ ద ఫాదర్ అపాలజైజ్డ్ టు హిస్ సన్ అండ్ సెడ్, దో యు ఆర్ మచ్ యంగర్ దాన్ మీ, ఐ ఆస్క్ యూ టు ఎక్స్క్యూజ్ మీ.
అంటే అప్పుడు పిల్లవాడు చెప్పాడు, క్షమాపణ నాకు కాదు బాబాకు చెప్పు అన్నాడు.
ద సన్ రిప్లైడ్, యూ హ్యావ్ టు ఆస్క్ బాబా టు పార్డన్ యూ అండ్ నాట్ ask me to excuse you.
ఏ సమాజంలో ఉండినప్పటికీ, ఏ విధమైనటువంటి ఒక కల్చర్ నీకు ఉండినప్పటికీ, మాట మాత్రం ఒక్కటే, ఇది బ్రహ్మ సమాజం కావచ్చును కానీ నాది ఆర్య సమాజం కావచ్చును, నాది దైవ సమాజం కావచ్చు, కానీ ఏ సమాజం అయినప్పటికీ మాట ఒక్కటే.
వన్ మైట్ బిలాంగ్ టు ఎనీ ఫెయిత్ గ్రూప్ లైక్ ద బ్రహ్మ సమాజ్ ఆర్ ఆర్య సమాజ్ ఆర్ దైవ సమాజ్. అ ప్రామిస్ ఇస్ అ ప్రామిస్ అండ్ వన్స్ మేడ్ షుడ్ నాట్ ఎవర్ బి బ్రోకన్.
సత్యం ఒక్కటే, సత్యాన్ని పాటించడం నీకు చాలా అవసరము. నీవు కోర్టులో వెళ్లి న్యాయాధిపతిగా వాదిస్తున్నావు, నీలో సత్యమే లేకపోతే ఎన్ని జీవులు, ఎన్ని విధమైన కుటుంబాలు ఇవి వ్యస్తమైపోతాయి.
ది సన్ కంటిన్యూడ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఫర్ యూ టు అడ్హియర్ టు ట్రూత్. యాజ్ అ లాయర్ యు ఆర్గ్యూ ఇన్ అ కోర్ట్ ఆఫ్ లా. థింక్ హౌ మెనీ ఫ్యామిలీస్ వుడ్ బి రూయిన్డ్ ఇఫ్ యూ డీవియేట్ ఫ్రమ్ ట్రూత్.
నీవు లా చదివావు, మను చక్రవర్తి ఎంతనో పవిత్రమైనటువంటి యొక్క ధర్మాన్ని ప్రబోధిస్తూ వచ్చాడు, కనుకనే నీవు ఈ సత్యాన్ని నీవు పాటించకపోతే నీ లా అంతా విరుద్ధం అన్నాడు. ఆ పిల్లవాడు చెప్పాడు, తండ్రి నీవు లాయర్ కా, లయర్ కావద్దు అన్నాడు.
ఎంపరర్ మను ప్రీచ్డ్ అండ్ స్ట్రిక్ట్లీ అడ్హియర్ టు సీక్రెట్ ధర్మ, దేర్ఫోర్ ఇఫ్ యూ డు నాట్ అడ్హియర్ టు ట్రూత్ ఆల్ యూర్ స్టడీ వుడ్ బి అ వేస్ట్. ఫాదర్, you should be a lawyer and not a liar.
ఆ విధంగా మనం క్రమశిక్షణ అనేటువంటిది అంత చక్కగా మనం పాటిస్తూ ఉన్నప్పుడు సాక్షాత్ దైవత్వం అనేటువంటిది మనకు సాక్షాత్కరిస్తుంది. కనుక మొట్టమొదట మన దేహాన్ని సత్కర్మల చేత పరిశుద్ధం గావించుకోవాలి.
Thus when one leads a disciplined life, one can attain the divine. To begin with, the body must be sanctified through good actions.
So that's how Swami used to coach and coax, advise and inspire students to follow this path of integrity. And apart from discourses, Bhagwan used to create so many opportunities for students through dramas, through sports meet programs, through music presentations, bhajans and so on. Swami also used to take students along with him during his visits to many places, because that was a fertile ground to instill in them the timeless traits of faith, of courage, of discipline and devotion. And in previous 3 episodes of this program, we have been discussing one such amazing odyssey with Swami, the beautiful trip of Swami's visit to Kashmir that happened in this very month of June, 36 years ago. So let's continue with this beautiful slice of his story in this last leg of Thursday Live, coming to you from the studios of Radio Sai.
Tune into Sai. Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
So welcome to Outside Inside, Deep Inside. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and today we discuss the final part of the spectacular saga of Sai in Kashmir. Just to quickly recap what we have shared till now, we started with how Swami decided on this trip in the summer of 1980, and only when things started unfolding, boys realized that it was really happening, and then it came to them how Swami had promised about this trip more than 10 years ago, how he had mentioned about this impending blessing a decade ago in so many different ways, in many mysterious ways he had dropped very big hints. So in the last week of May, the students who were to accompany Swami were told and all preparations began. We started the discussion on this trip in the last week of May, and we also interestingly started the discussion on this trip in the last week of May by His Grace in the episode of Outside Inside, Deep Inside on May 26, 2016. And so as the story goes, on June 2nd, Swami was in Delhi. On June 3rd, Swami leaves for Srinagar with a stopover at Chandigarh. Then Swami travels to Udhampur. There is a public meeting there. All the army personnel there are floored by his love. Finally, on June 4th, Swami enters Srinagar. His residence is Prasad Villa, the official residence of General Malhotra, who had made all the arrangements for Bhagwan. And in the previous episode, we discussed Swami's visit to the extremely enticing Shalimar Gardens and the mesmerizing miracles of Bhagwan on the sands of Dachigam, a hill station there. Swami creates the Amarnath Lingam for the students and also magnificent idols of Lord Badrinarayana and Goddess Lakshmi. And later, we also discussed the incidents related to visits to Gulmarg and Kilanmarg. And we ended in the previous episode with the instance of the Chief Minister of Jammu and Kashmir, Mr. Sheikh Abdullah, and his family visiting Bhagwan, the Governor of Jammu and Kashmir also seeking Bhagwan's audience and paying his respects and obeisance. So we stopped there in the previous episode. Let's continue with this beautiful journey with Swami to the Himalayas. So while June 8th was for distinguished personalities, the Chief Minister and the Governor and the like, for the students and other members of the group, there was something special awaiting the next day. So on the schedule on June 9th, 1980, was Pahalgam, a pristine hill station untouched by the ravages of progress. Known as the village of shepherds, it was abounding with pastures and lakes and tiny rivers and huge meadows. Mr. Ramakrishna Reddy, one of the members of the group, a former student, he recalls, "To reach our guest house for lunch, we had to cross a tiny rivulet, and it was such a memorable scene. Swami alighted from the vehicle and he began to walk. The waters of the tiny river were so pure, so clear. You could not see even a grain of sand. You only saw the round and shining pebbles on its floor. And Swami was on the banks. And imagine what happened next. Bhagwan very sweetly lifted his ropes slightly and he gently got into the water. And Swami enjoyed it so much. Slowly and happily, smilingly and shining, the Lord played with the water. The Lord moved in the water. And it was as if the sun above was peeping very eagerly to savor every precious moment. Every precious moment of the Creator enjoying with its flowy creation." And Swami even took a palm full of water and showing it to all the boys around, said, "See how clear it is." And do you know what the boys did? They actually sipped one or two drops of that water because it was verily Tirtham. It was very sacred. It was like Abhishekam water. It was consecrated water because that water had washed the feet of the Lord. Those waters had touched the delectable and delicate feet of the divine.
Sheetala charanam, komala charanam, manjula charanam, mama guru charanam.
Charanam, mama guru charanam.
Mr. Ramakrishna Reddy continues, "And then as we moved along, we entered a garden of roses, and the Lord actually picked a tiny rose, and you know what he did? He transformed it immediately into a Shivalingam." Colonel Berry, who was around, was the lucky recipient of this spontaneous gift of love. After a while, Swami settled down on a chair on a scenic spot very close to the Lidar River, and now more creations followed. A ring for General Malhotra and also another one for a major of the army. And Mr. Ramakrishna Reddy says, "That evening was a thrilling experience. Swami took us for a walk on the banks of River Lidar, and soon we entered an apple orchard. Swami pointed out the apple bunches hanging on their branches, and Swami was saying, this one is not yet ripe. This one has to attain little more color," and so on. So Bhagwan was evaluating each of the fruits there, and then at a picturesque location, Swami decided to grant individual pictures to all the members of the party. The Lord was delighted. He was very happy because he had filled with joy the cups of every devotee's heart. And then Swami now noticed a small patch of sand and settled down again on the sand floor, just like in Dachigam. And everyone's heart was now jumping with excitement and anticipation, because who knows what wonder Swami will do now. The previous time, there was a similar scene. Out came the Amarnath Lingam, out came beautiful statues of Lord Badri Narayan and Goddess Lakshmi. And once Bhagwan starts playing with the sands, your excitement is difficult to restrain. And that day, Swami started discussing about spirituality, and soon the topic veered to Shankaracharya. And then Swami said, Shankara had installed a linga of great spiritual vibration at Chidambaram in South India. And then Swami said, "I will now show you an exact replica of the Chidambara lingam." And then, with a bewitching smile on his face and the enthusiasm of a school child, Swami flattened the sand in front of him, and then he drew a circle. He filled that circle with more sand, and then with great excitement Swami said, see, it's coming, it's coming." And then lo and behold, he put his hand into the sands, and came out of the silvery sands a 3-inch round, black, glittering, oval-shaped linga. Swami picked it up, wiped the wet sand sticking to it with his white handkerchief, and lovingly showed it to everyone around. And after everyone had seen, there was an enigmatic smile on his lips. And then Swami said, "Oh, this is all tamasha. This is all fun. For the Lord of the universe, everything is a play. All these are mere trifles. But for the fortunate few, they knew that they were witness to something which is so extraordinary. It was a ticket to instant bliss. Here is someone. One moment he creates the Chidambara Lingam, and the next moment he smiles like he does not know anything. He smiles like an innocent, sweet child and says, "Oh, all this is just fun." That is his Leela. That is his Maya. He is that Maya Manusharupa.
Leela Manusha.
But the story of the sacred day, June 9th, was not yet over. Next, out of the sands, in a similar fashion, Swami created a small pendant on which was engraved the sacred Sri Chakra. And Mr. Ramakrishna Reddy says, The session on the sands went on and we were just filled with signs and wonders as Swami talked about Indian culture and spirituality. But suddenly, even as we were so steeped listening to Bhagwan talking about Indian culture and then manifesting these amazing symbols of divinity, we were witness to something else. We were now witness to a different kind of wonder. From nowhere, suddenly two busloads of people arrived near the sand bed where we were seated, and they were just jumping down from their buses and they were just crying. They were shouting, "Babaji, Babaji, Babaji." And all these people then rushed to where Swami was sitting. They fell at his feet and they sought his blessings. And Bhagwan was all love. He just gave himself. He just filled them with love. Probably they were pilgrims on the way to the Amarnath shrine, and seeing the red robe at a distance, they just diverted the route and they hurried to his presence. And to all the students, this was so startling, because seeing their intense pining for Bhagwan, their intense yearning for his love, for his touch, for his grace, for his blessings, and in a land which is thousands of miles from Puttaparthi and which has no commonality with the south of India except for the fact that it is just part of India. How did all these people know about Bhagwan? Who told them about Swami? The chief minister had done no publicity. General Malhotra had told no one. But somehow, they were pulled to his presence. And for the students, this is the greatest spectacle of the Srinagar Odyssey of Bhagwan. The call of the avatar is so compelling, irresistible.
प्रेम की ये पुकार, दिल की पुकार, तुमको अर्पण करे साईं मां, मंजिल भी तुम्हें, रास्ता भी तुम्हें, हर कण कण में तुम्हें साईं मां। और भी है रह गई बातें कही, यादें जुड़ी तुमसे हमारी, और भी है रह गई बातें कही, लम्हे जो भरे सब प्रेम तुम्हारे, हम जो भी
another glimpse of this call of the avatar, this Prem Ki Pukar, manifested before everyone on June 10th, when the host had arranged for a shikara ride for Swami, a ride on the famous Dal Lake. Here again, there was no way Swami could get onto the boat because the crowd was enormous, crowd was uncontrollable. But Swami did not want the boys to miss out this experience, so he asked the organizers that they should organize that the boys should go on the ride, but Swami ensure that the boys do have that experience. But the boys were not interested actually, because without Swami, they were more than keen to miss the trip, to skip the trip. What fun it is to travel if Bhagwan is not there with you. But then sometimes we have no choice, we just have to follow Bhagwan. Otherwise you will actually be displeasing him. So the boys went through the ride, but their mind and hearts were with Swami. They were all the time only missing Swami. So this is how the beautiful trip to Srinagar continued, and like this a week passed and 10 days were over now since Swami arrived at Delhi. And these 10 days had passed like a breeze. Everyone was happy. They have had their moments of ecstasy. They have had their moments of great joy, and also their moments of not so much joy, the moments when they missed Swami, but they wanted Swami to be there with them all the time. But otherwise they had spent their entire days thinking only about Swami and spending most part of those days living in the physical proximity of Bhagwan. They were very happy, and Swami was very happy too. He was happy with the arrangements, the boys' discipline, the devotees' devotion, the hosts' dedication. Everything was great. In fact, Swami had great plans. One day he called Colonel Berry and said, "You look for a nice location which has sand. We will all go there, and I will ask every member of the army to put his hand into the sand, and each one then could pull out whatever he desired." This is the beautiful experience that Swami wanted to give to all the members of the army there. And Colonel Berry was obviously excited, and he started making all the arrangements. But unfortunately, at that time, Mr. Sohanlal fell ill. Mr. Sohanlal, who had done so much to make this trip happen, who had pleaded and prayed with Bhagwan that he should make this trip. And when Swami did not find him during the dinner session, Swami inquired about him, and he was informed of his poor health. Then Swami said, "All right." And he asked Colonel Berry to fetch a glass of water. And then Swami materialized two tablets and said, "Sohanlal ko de do. Kal subah wo naachte breakfast pe aayega." Meaning, give it to Sohanlal. Give these tablets to Sohanlal. Tomorrow morning he will come to the breakfast table dancing. And sure enough, Mr. Sohanlal was fine and he was promptly there for breakfast. But still, Swami was very concerned about his health, and he never agreed for any major outing after that. Swami wanted him to take rest, and often Swami would go near his bed and say, "You are working too much, you are worrying too much about everyone and everybody's comforts and needs, you are not bothering about your health." But Sohanlal was like that. He only wanted to do more work for Swami. And Swami said, "No, you are sick. You need to rest at least for one full day." And Swami then created an Akshaya Patra, an inexhaustible vibhuti container, and he gave it to him. And before Swami retired to his home in the night, he went again to see him. But Sohanlal always would tell Swami, "No, Swami, I'm okay. Swami, this is what I like to do. It's a pleasure for me to serve you. Swami, give me more chances to serve you. That's all I want." Whenever boys used to go to meet him, he used to simply brush aside all talk about his condition, and he used to only say, "This is nothing, you know what, I'm just getting old. It is natural to have blood pressure or things like that. It's just my age, don't worry about it." In fact, Mr. Sohanlal was very happy that the trip had actually happened, that Swami indeed visited Kashmir, and he gave him some chance to be an instrument in this entire trip. Later, Swami created a ring for him, also a watch, and similar materializations for his wife too. The only goal of Mr. Sohanlal was, "Swami, I want to serve you. I want to serve you. Give me this chance to serve you more. Serve you more."
Kav seva ki avsar dijo Satya Sai Mahadev. Ganamrit me bhav vidhi jo prema sai bhagwan, prema sai bhagwan. ಗಾನಾಮೃತ ಮೇ ಭಾವ ವಿಧಿಜೋ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಸಾಯಿ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಸಾಯಿ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಸಾಯಿ ಪರ್ತಿ ಸಾಯಿ ಹಮಕೋ ದೀಜೋ ಪ್ರೇಮಾಮೃತ ಧಾರಾ ಪ್ರೇಮಾಮೃತ ಧಾರಾ
So as I said, 10 days of the trip had passed by and June 11th and 12th, 1980 had little adventure with Swami outside Prasad Villa because Swami gave all his love and time to the dedicated souls who had made the trip happen. In the evening was discourse and bhajans, and one day he asked General Malhotra to show his hand, and quietly Swami placed a watch in his palm. And Swami said, "Time, this will remind you of time." But the general immediately responded and said, "Swami, I don't waste time." Swami said, "I know. But that is not enough. You need to know a little bit more." And then Swami explained, "What is the spelling of watch? W-A-T-C-H. Yes, this is the real meaning of the watch. So watch your words, watch your action, watch your thoughts, watch your character, and watch your heart. So it is not merely for keeping time. You have to remember all these things all the time. This is what is spirituality." The evening sessions used to be very informal. Swami used to sit on the lawn, or if it was very chilly, he used to sit inside a room, and then the Divine Master would expound the sublime truth of Vedanta or the interpretation of the Gayatri Mantra. On other days, he would talk on the purpose of life, on the disasters we meet if we pursue the path of materialism. There were days when he would simply sing. In his resonant voice, he would just fill everyone's heart with beautiful bhajans. What delight! What bliss! They were covered with a shroud of divine delight. It was absolute bliss. You know, you are living with Bhagwan, and Bhagwan is filling you with his purity, his sublimity. On the morning of June 13th, 1980, Swami created another Akshaya Patra, another Vibhuti container, where Vibhuti will come out endlessly, and this time it was for Colonel Berry and his wife. In the afternoon, he took the group to the banks of River Sindhu, and here once again, to everyone's joy, Swami went into the river. He was holding the rope in both of his hands, and he walked gently, wading and playing with the waters. At some spots, he just stood and he looked intently down at the placid movement of the cool river. Later, Swami went to a guest house nearby, and there, a very strange scene occurred. Mr. Ramakrishna Reddy narrates, "It was drizzling that day, and suddenly, about 15 dogs appeared from nowhere, and they were barking, barking continuously facing the guest house. And everyone was perturbed. The next moment, what happened is, Swami came out, and he was smiling. He was smiling as if this pack of dogs were a few guests who were calling him, who were beckoning him. And Swami just came outside, he waved his hand, and all these dogs, though they were ferocious, suddenly they responded with so much love. They were wagging their tails with joy. And the whole bunch kept staring at Swami in one pointed attention. Everyone stood there, transfixed to the spot, seeing the transformation in the dogs, which had happened in an instant. And Swami then asked the boys to get some food. And when the boys brought biscuits from inside, Swami lovingly gave the dogs these biscuits. And after the dogs had their fill, they looked at Bhagwan and then silently left. It almost seemed like the Lord knew them, the Lord understood them, and the dogs also had come to feel that love. It was a beautiful divine drama of dogs and God. Perhaps every element of nature, flora and fauna, wanted to have their share of his love and grace. And the Lord was so willing, he was most willing. Swami also visited many other splendid Mughal gardens like Chashmishai, Nishant, Nagin, and thousands were recipients of his love. The most blessed, of course, were the students. Their day started with touching the feet of the Lord every morning, and they prostrated again for the last time in the day when Swami retired after dinner. There was nothing more they could ask for. What else could they ask for? Start the day with love, fill the day with love, spend the day with love, end the day with love. They were literally living this life. In fact, one day Swami forced all the boys to ask for a gift. But all the boys were silent because what could they ask for? Mr. Ramakrishna Reddy says, what could we ask? Because the very fact that he had brought us along was the greatest gift. In fact, many times during the day when we used to look at the devotees outside, he says, I used to ask myself, do I really deserve this great chance? Because each one of them felt they could not possibly have accumulated so much merit to be blessed so profusely. It was just his love. It was just his infinite love. When the Lord takes a human form, that is the greatest boon that he confers to humanity. And when this happens, he simply showers. He simply gives. He does not see whether we deserve or not. He does not see whether we have that much of accumulated merit or not. He becomes our father, mother, guru, guide, protector, beloved, everything, and just gives.
Tvameva matasch pita tvameva tvameva bandhusch sakha tvameva tvameva vidya dravinam tvameva tvameva sarvam mam dev deva shri sai deva
of Sai. Not just students, everyone was showered these blessings. It was the same experience for all the organizers and the hosts too. In fact, in an interview that Swami gave to Colonel Berry, Swami forewarned Mrs. Berry about an impending illness, and when the deadly cancer finally did affect her health, Swami cancelled it in his own mysterious way. Swami profusely blessed Mrs. Ratanlal too. In fact, it is to her that Swami gave the Amarnath Lingam which he had materialized. She is the one who worked tirelessly in the kitchen, and whenever Swami went out of the Prasad Villa, it is she who followed Swami's car in another vehicle with boxes of food for lunch and snacks for all the members of the group, and of course also for Bhagwan himself. And she is someone whom Bhagwan continued to grace with this opportunity to serve his physical form. She is perhaps the only lady who had the chance to enter into Bhagwan's kitchen till the last moment of Bhagwan's earthly sojourn, till 2011. So the giving spree continued, and when Bhagwan is in such a mood, it is a happy moment and it is also not so happy moment, because you know that when Bhagwan is in such a giving spree, you know that the trip is going to end. And this is the thought that filled everyone's heart with intense sadness. Mr. Ramakrishna Reddy says, "We were almost in tears." And General Malhotra, though a military man, he was so emotional, he became very emotional. And when he was talking to the students, he said, "You are all Swami's special students, and it is my good fortune to have served you all. This was my first such experience, and I am lost in divine thoughts. I do not know what I have done. I have not been able to digest all that Swami has given me. I still cannot imagine that the avatar lived in the same house with us, under the same roof." Even on the final day, June 14th, 1980, when all of them had to leave at 10 a.m., the general became very hesitant in letting everyone go. Very hesitantly, he drove them to the airport. Swami had to persuade him. Swami kept saying, "We have to go, come on, come on, we are getting late." With great sadness, he drove them to the airport. And as everyone got into the plane, he waved to each and every person. There were tears in everyone's eyes. And Swami was looking at everyone. And Mr. Ramakrishna Reddy says, "Rarely have I seen emotions as high as on that morning." No one wanted that trip to end. But what to do? Sometimes, with great difficulty, you have to accept the inevitable. All you are left with is these memories, is these droplets of love with which He has cultivated your heart. And those seeds of memories in time blossom into beautiful trees of His magnificent love. Whenever you think about these moments, your heart becomes an ocean of love.
प्यार का सागर है, तू प्यार का सागर है, तेरी एक बूंद के प्यासे हम, तेरी एक बूंद के प्यासे हम, तू प्यार का सागर है, तू प्यार का सागर है, तेरी एक बूंद के प्यासे हम, तेरी एक बूंद के प्यासे हम, तू प्यार का सागर जिस पर तुमने साई जन्म लिया, तुमने जन्म लिया, दीन दुखी को गले लगाया, युग उपकार किया, युग उपकार किया, चांद और सितारे भी, चांद और सितारे भी तेरी जयकार करेंगे सदा, तेरी जयकार करेंगे सदा। तू प्यार का सागर है।
One Swami was in the plane, General Malhotra and Colonel Berry, they just fell flat on the tarmac, offering their gratitude in complete supplication and reverence to Bhagwan. In fact, the start of the Indian Airlines plane was delayed because of inclement weather, and the devotees gathered at the airport started shouting out to the Lord. They wanted to see once again, they wanted to have his darshan one more time, and Swami did open the door of the plane and he blessed everyone with his last beatific darshan in that beautiful valley. General Malhotra stayed put in the airport for the next 40 minutes till he received the news from Delhi that Swami had landed safely. And Swami along with his boys spent a day in the capital city of India. So on June 16th, Swami was in Delhi. Today is June 16th. The curtains came down on this marvelous odyssey of Bhagwan on this day 36 years ago. It is His grace that we are reliving these moments, that He has given us this opportunity to think about the glorious moments that He blessed so many people with. June 17, 1980, Swami was in Bangalore. And after the trip ended, one of the students remarked, "We accompanied the Lord to experience the spell of His nature's beauty. Little did we realize that He would actually make us meet giant reflections of His gospel. Because what they saw was amazing reflections of devotion. What humility, what genuine love for Bhagwan. In the organizers, in the hosts, in the devotees, in that divine valley. For all the members of the party, every moment with Swami was indeed a revelation. They were struck with the glory of their God. They saw a positive wave surging everywhere and taking the world by its sweep. And on the crest of this wave was their own Lord, the Redeemer, the unmatched unifier and God of all. They saw the irrepressible power of pure love that could one day truly overpower the whole world." Now, 36 years later, in hindsight, the historic trip by the living divinity to the Kashmir region actually acquires even deeper significance. The land, named after the venerable sage Kashyap and is known as the abode of the rishis, an ancient seat of sacred learning, this is the land that was sanctified by the divine touch of the avatar's visit. Perhaps to assuage the spiritual thirst of the aspirants, or to recharge the divine energy of the various centers of esoteric importance that are found in the mosques, the temples, gurudwaras and the church, in the hills, the valleys, mountains, caves and the hearts of its people, Kashmir welcomed the Supreme Lord with ecstasy and elan. Perhaps to prepare everyone for the political disturbances and turmoil which could mar its peace in times to come. The Lord's visit left the cups of the hearts of people of Kashmir filled with joy, overflowing with unsurpassable sweetness. When the Lord descends in human form, He walks and talks, lives and laughs, eats and acts just like any other human being, so that humanity feels kinship with Him. But on rare occasions, to awaken and enlighten, to inspire and reinvigorate the slipping and sleeping humanity, the Lord suddenly executes something that is supremely extraordinary. And He does this so that every man and woman may realize the importance of the immense opportunity that has come in the way, so that every man and woman can live up to it to redeem their lives and redeem the lives of their fellow brethren. This spiritual voyage to the state of Jammu and Kashmir was one such divine performance to demonstrate to erring mankind what could be possible if only they believed in the wisdom that has existed since the time of the Himalayas. It was a story of love, of divine unity, of peace, of togetherness, of beauty, of serenity, of being one with the sublime, of being one with Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram, truth, goodness, and divine beauty. Professor Kasturi in Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram describes Bhagwan as someone who is all power, all wisdom, all glory, and all love. And what we saw was a grand demonstration of this. Bhagwan, who is just all love. Love is my form, as he always says.
Love is my form, truth is my breath, bliss is my food.
Love is my form, truth is my breath, bliss is my food.
Love is my form, truth is my breath, bliss is my food.
Love is my form, truth is my breath, bliss is my food.
My life is my message, expansion is my life.
My life is my message, expansion is my life.
My life is my message, expansion is my life.
My life is my message, expansion is my life.
No reason for love, no reason for love. No birth, no death.
No season for love, no reason for love. No birth, no death.
Prema, satya, ananda. Shanti, satya, ananda.
Prema, satya, ananda. Shanti, satya, ananda.
Satya ananda, shanti dharma ananda.
Prema satya ananda, shanti dharma ananda.
Shirdi Sai Patti Sai Patti Baba Jai Jai.
Shirdi Sai Patti Sai Patti Baba Jai Jai.
Shirdi Sai Patti Sai Prema Sai Jai Jai.
Shirdi Sai Patti Sai Prema Sai Jai Jai.
Love is my form, truth is my breath, peace is my food.
Love is my form, truth is my breath, peace is my food.
Love is my form, truth is my breath, peace is my food.
Love is my form, truth is my breath, peace is my food.
Love is my
form,
truth is my
breath,
peace is my
food. Love is my form, truth is my breath, peace is my food. Love is my form, truth is my breath, peace is my food.
Love is my form, truth is my breath,
With this, dear listeners, we conclude this beautiful series on Swami's trip to Kashmir that happened in 1980. Thank you so much for being with us. It was a delight offering this to you. If you have any queries or comments, please feel free to share with us. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. We offer our gratitude to Bhagwan for giving us this opportunity to share His love and to live in His love. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.